Hello, inpatient Tommy Gasper. The last name is G-A-S-P-E-R. Gasper, G-A-S-P-E-R. And the first name is Tommy, T-O-M-M-I-E. This is the clinical case of a 55-year-old male patient that is following the practice because of a kidney transplant that is cadaver-related that was done in Tampa General Hospital in 2011. The patient has not had any rejection episodes. The kidney function has been satisfactory. Serum creatinine is 1. Estimated GFR 88. The protein creatinine ratio has come down from 1600 to 1000. The most likely situation is that the patient has chronic rejection. At this point, this patient is a candidate for the administration of finerenone or SGLT2 inhibitors. We are going to see whether or not the patient qualifies insurance-wise for this medications, period. The patient has a prograf level that is 8.2. We are not going to change the medications. Number two, the patient was admitted to a hospital recently, no more than 4 weeks ago, with a severe abdominal pain that related to acute cholecystitis. A cholecystectomy was performed with improvement of the pain. The patient has been complaining of diarrhea that is present at least twice a day, and he thinks that this situation was present before and has been evaluated by Dr. Avalos. We are going to request a follow-up of the condition. Following number, the patient has alteration in the lower, in the feet that is healing well, is under the care of the podiatrist, Dr. E. Banks. Following number, diabetes mellitus that is under control, hemoglobin A1C is 7.1%. Following number, arterial hypertension that is under control, 135 over 84, and the patient says that he gets better readings at home. Following number, hyperlipidemia, the serum cholesterol is more than 220. With elevation of the HDL, this patient is not taking the rosuvastatin, and we are going to send that to the pharmacy for him to continue taking that medication. Following number, the patient has retinopathy that is diabetic and that has been attended by the eye doctor. We are going to reevaluate this case in 3 months with a laboratory workup, and we invested 10 minutes reviewing the lab, 15 minutes with the patient, and with the documentation, 7 minutes.